This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, this is Timeless Music, and I am your host, Ntokozo Kabutelezi, and this is hashtag Kibilekongeni, hashtag the stage is your student Sipuma is on the line. But before I start to talk to her, let me just reread again the bio, because I have just a small bio, because I wanted us to have a lengthy conversation about her journey. So Judith Sipuma was born in Sashiego, Limpopo. Judith Sipuma is one of South Africa's most celebrated voices, fondly known as the Afro Jazz, a graduate of the University of Cape Town jazz program. She first stole our hearts with a timeless debut album, A Cry, A Smile, A Dance. Since then, she's blended jazz, gospel, Afro, soul, and to create music that heals and inspire with multiple awards and decades of excellence. Juliet continues to touch lives through her voices and community work, providing that dreams truly have power. Mom Judith, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm happy, actually. Finally, we are now talking.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's a Sunday. It's a very relaxed day. We are coming back from church, so it's a very relaxed day. I'm happy to be talking to you.
It is an honor, Mom Judith, to have you on the show. And to, you know what, after church, I know most people are rushing to start their pots and so forth. So for you to take your time, your precious time of your kids and grandchildren, and just to spend with us, you know, thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes. So I don't know where to start, because you are a true legend to us. So maybe if I could start, like, can you take us, who is Judith in your version, not the one that we read about on with your bio?
Oh my goodness, that one, I think I would leave that question for someone who really knows me closely, because it's difficult to explain yourself. But I can't say much except that, you know, I'm normal like everybody else. I'm alive. I'm happy. I love life. And yeah, I'm a happy person generally. Mm. And that's it. Otherwise, I love my family so much. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, that's what I can say. I am just this person.
Wow. Without siyabonga kakhulu. So if I were to ask the love and the passion of music, I'm just trying to think back then in those days, because it was a hard time for us in South Africa, you know.
Yeah.
And for you to pursue music, how was it like, that decision? How did you make that decision? And how did your family accept it that, you know what, you want to use your voice to heal people, you want to use your voice to share the love stories, you know, the sad stories, you know?
I think music chose me. I always say that, because I didn't know how to not go through the day without singing, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, as you grow up, that becomes a reality, you know. Music chose me, music loves me. So the style of music that I sang, and every time when I say that, oh, you know, music chose me, people always say, but kanjani, because, you know, when we are pila and you decide, you've got choices in life. You know, I think I had an option to do any other thing out there, but music is the one that drew me to itself. Music is the one that, you know, I chose for me with my gift, to use with my gift, for me to be able to reach out to people and change lives the way we are. You know, whether we believe it, we like it or not, our music heals. Mm. Music restores. And, you know, as time go on, all of that becomes so practical. You see it, you hear it. When people, you meet people and they tell you how your music has changed their lives. But my parents, my family, they didn't even have a say in where I was going, because They love when people love you, they will allow you to be. So they loved what I do so much, and they loved to hear me sing, and all they did was to support me.
Wow. Walk us through your first time at the University of Cape Town and having your peers about Bafana Nabo Silailo. How was it? How was life? Because I will imagine how the music would be in the class, the noise all the time. Where musicians are gathered, there's always music, you know. So I'd like to know, were you also one of those people who were always like to anibang msindo evasito because you like to sing too much? To walk us through the first day of you at on campus.
You know what? I think when we're still young, we are excited about life, about a lot of things. But there was a lot of support when I was growing up for music, for one another. And we were many. There were so many of us who wanted to embark on this music journey. We were like one, you know, very short, small circle of friends. So every time when we would come together, we would always talk about where are we going to go and what are we going to do and what would we like to see, you know. And, you know, the world was so kind to us because most of us ended up recording albums and becoming, you know, superstars, celebrated people. People that when you meet in the streets, you're like, wow, I've just met someone that I really love and love the music. And most of us became that. Mm. And it's because, you know, when you spend time together and all you do is talk music.
Yes.
Talk about family.
Mm.
Talk about study.
Mm.
Talk about life in general, you are bound to draw into the same direction of positiveness, in the same direction of love, to a point that now we are all much older and some of them have passed on. There were stars who passed on.
Mm.
But Tina, who are still here on this earth, we still support one another and we stand by one another. You know, we have moments whereon we talk about the past as well. And then it becomes such a beautiful memory.
Mm.
Because now it's a reality. We've seen it. We've seen ourselves. The journey that we took. The excitement that life was. And back then, things were not as easy as... Actually, no. I think things were easier then. Now they're a bit harder.
Mm.
They were easier then because support was easy, you know. Support was coming very easy from all directions. Now it's difficult. Everybody's trying to make ends meet for themselves. But we still have the unity. We still have the support for one another.
Speaking of journey, we are looking at more than two decades now of Juliet.
What is that?
I'm saying, speaking of the journey, we are looking at two decades and more of Juliet Sepuma. How did it happen? How did you manage to stay in the music fraternity? Because in the now, as you are saying, it also the support is you have to fight for that support compared to back then in the days. I will recall you once said a platinum was sold in 1 week. But right now, you have to continuously use social media. But how your journey is so different and unique. And I whenever you release, songs find space.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I think it's because I know for sure that I am loved.
Mm.
And I'm saying this not because of pride or ego or anything like that. I don't have anything of love like that in me. I think it's because I am loved. You know, South Africa has shown me so much love. From the time of a cry, a smile, and a dance, the support has been so tremendous. And not just from a cry. Mm. New beginnings, changes here. I'm a living testimony, all of them. The gospel albums. And now I knew that if I released a new album, people are going to love it. They're going to be so supportive. I promise you, the day when Winter Faith was released, which is this Friday, past Friday, I got so much media calling from ENCA, Newsroom Africa. All of them were calling. They were so excited because they've got a new album. They've got something off Judith again to keep in their homes. And it's only because of when we write music, when I write music, I always write music that will touch people. Music I know that in 10 years from today, you're still going to play that music and it will still be relevant. It will still make sense. So I think that makes me, that love that people have for me sustains me. It makes me always want to record good music, music that is going to be played in people's cars, in homes. But mostly, if I were to put a show together now and say we're performing Go Kai Kai, that place will be packed.
Yes.
That's the kind of love I'm talking about.
We are waiting for the tour because the album is hot. Yeah, she's.
Imnandile album, yo.
Imnandi kakhulu, and ngifuna ukusho ukuthi the Moketi. Oh my God, that song! I'll tell you more about it and the translation. Who I fight with this song because she did send me a voice note. But I want us to go back and talk about the diversity of your voice and how you find balance when you convey the message to the audience. The from gospel to jazz, the styles. And the audacity of your production. I must say, music, the production, whomever you work with, the producer, the sound engineers are doing the job. And I love your drama. I love your drama.
Yeah.
Your drama and your bassist. Oh my God. They stole my heart because I listened to the gospel album. I was like, what? And then I had to go back and reflect again, and constantly I'm like, wow, the production hasn't changed. It's so solid. And it means that you are a person of friendship and keeping the friendship together. And
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you could share how do you like make sure that you find balance, whether you're going for jazz and also for gospel, but maintaining the same standard. How do you do it?
I just give me. And when I choose, I don't, you know, sometimes I have musicians who will say, if I mention, would you, I'm thinking of recording an album. They'll say, oh no, I'm there. Hmm. I'm there. Please don't leave me out. You know, I want to be a part of this project. And those are people you want to work with because they love you. You know that they will support you and they will bring out the best in you. And I always work with people that I don't think I've ever worked with strangers. And strangers, I mean people that I don't interact with on a daily basis. You know, and daily basis doesn't mean every single day, but it means every time when something of importance comes up. And then in between, those people, I know their wives, I know their children, but yet we work together. They've become a part of my musical family in my journey. So I work with the production can only stay the same if you give people space to do what they do best. So I don't interfere. I put the foundation. I lay a very strong foundation of music and sound and direction. So if I write music and then I put notes down, these are the instruments that I want to go here. No, I don't want this. Let's go with this. Acoustic here. All of that. I trust the producer to come and say, I'm going to run with it and I will give you what you want and more. So when they are busy producing and all of that, I mean, I'm somewhere having coffee, but the foundation is done. We have done the basics in the studio. We've had a laugh and you just leave them. If they come back and they say, yo, this song needs 1, 2, 3, I'm like, are you sure? Are you born? Let's try it. If you don't like it, we will take it out. Those are the kind of people that we were, that I work with. So the sound stays the same because of the heart. I am the heart of the music, regardless of who I work with. This is my heart. This is me. So they understand me. They bring out the best in me. And that's what happens with the music, including with the gospel as well. Mm. I worked with Unqubeko Mbatha on the gospel album, the first one. I promise you, everyone, Nabobheka, Mthethwa, all of them, Bomahalia were singing there, Boshengi, we were singing, all of them were singing. And I remember Ntokozo wrote a song on that album. It was such a peaceful environment. I remember Ubuhle Tela was trying to figure out a certain hymn for me. I said, no, I need a Zulu hymn, you know. I don't know, something like that, Setswana. But okay, and then we tried Setswana. And then I worked with also another friend of mine who's a pastor. And I said to him, I want to do the hymns. I pray for everything, just so you know. You know, I love God so much. I believe God makes a way for me. He is the one that creates the person that I am before I can go out there. You know, He directs my paths and everything I do, I always ask Mujimu, or Mujimu, yo, when I give away now, okara ready to show me. I will say, Aman, yo, what's the end, Aman, I give feel. I know you say I must do this. But I give feel, Eriki Dulenyana on it and pray about it. You know, and God always brings the right people, Kona, and always the right sound, the right people, the right sound, the right spaces at the right time.
Gifuna Spindus Kubeg, because I'm saying I'm in your mood, but I would like us to take just a short break for our ads. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about the new album as well.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
Hey, MUT Radio family. Join us on Wednesday, the 5th of November, 2025, from 11 to 12:30 as we broadcast live from the Student Center Foyer, covering an exciting strategic partnership between Mangosuthu University of Technology and California State University, Sacramento, led by President Lockwood. We'll be on the ground bringing you live interviews, insightful discussions, and exclusive coverage as the two institutions explore new collaborations in research, artificial intelligence, and community engagement. Don't miss a moment. Tune in, stay informed, and be part of this historic exchange. MUT Radio, shape and own the future.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Catch MUT Radio, broadcasting live from the World Intellectual Property Organization Summer School on intellectual property and transfer of technology at the Radisson Blue Hotel from November 24th to the 5th of December 2025. MUT Radio, shape and own the future.
You're listening to MUT Radio, shape and own your future.
Yeah.
Those are the sounds of Juliet Sepuma, Mangwane Mpulele, and you are listening to MUT Radio Shape and Own the Future. The name of the show is Timeless Music, and I am your host, Untokozo Wakaphelezi. You haven't missed so much. We've been here from 3 p.m., and we're almost to go now because we're leaving at 5. But you haven't missed our interview because we still have Juliet Sepuma. But before I put her back on air, I want to play this VN because it's interesting one. Yeah, let's hear what this one say.
I hope you're good and well. Me, Judith, I hope you're good and well. My name's Omala Shona Grace Ramkalo, also part of the family. It is very sad that I actually couldn't come and see you. The only chance that I got to come and see me, Judith, I actually missed out on. But I know you're going to serve us nothing but awesome vibes. Yo, this, I literally can't breathe. But yes. And then I get go about it. Can you give us a little twist of Mugeti Rutle Hore? It's a Maya Shuang. And also, can you please give like a tailored explanation of the lyrics to Mugeti? Because sponsor doesn't believe me. How can you tell me? The lyrics it's a Ichore. Like, I don't know if there's something I'm missing out on or I'm tapey and he thinks that I'm AI, but yeah. I'm so happy. I will be tuning in. I am tuning in. I'm listening throughout. You are such a huge, huge influence in the music taste that I have as of yet. You know, whether it's soul, neo soul, jazz, you actually play a huge part in the music taste that I serve. Thank you so much for being you. You're so special. You're so beautiful. You're so authentic. Yeah, I really wish I could be in that studio right now, but yeah, thank you so much, ma'am.
Ma'am Judith, are you still there?
I'm here.
Did you hear Grace what she's saying? Because she's the first person when I heard Mokete and I said, please explain. So here with our radio, I think she's the only one who speaks Setswana and Sotho. So I was like, You better use your language now and explain this because I wanna understand the lyrics because I think I do understand what they mean, but I hear quite a lot of different things on this song. Please explain. Yeah. And she laughed at me and then she started to speak Sotho only before she translated to me.
Wow. Yeah. I hope she translated it well, you know.
I don't trust her, but I guess so. I don't fully trust her. I trust you.
It's basically a celebration. It talks about a celebration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a celebration can be anything. People always think, incidentally, when we talk about Mugeti, we talk about a wedding. Mm. It's not always a wedding, you know. Incidentally, Mugeti, it could be celebrating the birth of a child, you could be celebrating a birthday. But I know one thing that is for sure, people are going to use the song for weddings a lot.
Yes.
There's a lot of weddings coming. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the title of your new album, When Winter Fades, is also when how did you came with that one? Because I'm trying to think, Uguti, most of the songs, the EP that you released before the album, Back to Love, Makeba, Call My Name, those were are happy songs. And I'm trying to understand, Uguti, where you're saying it's okay, guys, it's all good. The coldness shall pass and we could start a new fresh start where we're all excited. Please explain to us, because that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the you know, when flowers are blooming and it's that time of the year, everything's just easy and going. That's what I feel when I listen to the songs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. It talks about, it's another celebration song. Don't let the titles fool you, you know. everybody is like, oh, Judith, What were you trying to say?
Yeah.
And they eventually figure it out on their own when they listen to the song. It just talks about, let me simplify it. The sun will shine again. That's all. Basically, and when the sun shines again, joy, I mean, we celebrate. Mm. This album is a celebration song. It's, you're just celebrating different seasons in your life. Winter comes after winter. It's autumn after autumn. It's spring after spring. It's summer. And it's just a journey of life as well. That's how life is. Life has got its own ups and downs, but we have to always look forward to the sun shining again. There's always light at the end of that winter. Winter is like gloomy. We deal with so much, but eventually there is always something to celebrate because the light, the sun will shine again.
Yes. And speaking of light, you are deeply involved in community upliftment. Would you like to share, tell us about what work you're doing with the community in Sashego and other township projects?
Well, right now, ever since COVID, we slowed down a bit and we've just been doing, small things separately on my own personal capacity. Mm-hmm. But we are going back into the Judith Sipuma Foundation very soon. We've just had all that company re-registered and just to make sure that we do things properly and we change lives. But we've been, a couple of years ago, I think just before COVID, we wanted to be involved very much with, changing lives, attending to where I come from, Polokwane, and, helping children that are go school in Sarina, where I used to be go high school. And then I went on a tour for 2 years in Europe, and I've been, focusing a lot on that. And then I came back. Was it this year early or last year? I guess I hope. And then I came back and we started going back into it. But we visit, I'm passionate about children. I'm passionate about house, headed homes. Mm. How do we help them? How do we help those children who are in need? And, one of my other things that we did, with the foundation, we visited children that have been abandoned by their parents, by their moms who are also children. Mm. It's such a sensitive and trying issue that we decided to focus more on that once we get back into kicking off the foundation again.
Wow. Looking forward to it again when you do it. And I hope you will also go to other spaces where we plan to.
We really plan to. We went a lot in Soweto and then Likotembisa we went. And, also to drugs, children that are affected by drugs in schools. Mm. We want to be able to assist those kids and see how we can work together with the schools and do a bit of research and make sure that we make a proper change and impact.
Yeah. Winter Fade is out. Where people can they get it?
It's all over. You can download it. You can stream it. Mm. It's all over digital platforms. But also on my YouTube channel, you can get to listen to some of the songs and also subscribe there so that you can stay in contact with me, Judith Sipuma Music. You can check me out on social media as well. I'm very active on my social media pages. Just put Judith Sipuma there. They've got Instagram as well, but TikTok, same thing, Judith Sipuma. And then your music. Music definitely go on all digital platforms. You can get it from Google Play, Spotify, your Tidal, Kaufela, everywhere. Gonke.
Just one last question before I let you go. When are you coming to Durban to perform for us?
Devin.
Yes.
You know where I'm coming? I'm actually in talks with the Playhouse.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yes. So we want to do the tour. We are starting a tour on the 28th of February next year. We're just giving people time to learn their lyrics. I just want them to, I don't want them to embarrass themselves and me. I want them to come there ready.
Yes.
So kilifana kong banikez is card. Ukutiba funde lezo ingoma lezo. But even nama, you know, Zulu people, when they speak Sepedi, they are so, so, so romantic.
Wow.
They must learn this Sepedi songs. When I come there, please, Mkwela, let's not fight. We are going to sing and be one big happy family.
Yes.
Umukiti, there's also Tawiya Sichaba. Oh, these songs are beautiful, guys. There's Tawiya Sichaba. Listen to it. There's Nako. Someone sent me a message. It's Osa from PE. And he says to me, Yo, Shobam, Lengomale. Kerei, which one? And then Utetange Nako talks about just, you know, letting go of things you shouldn't hold on to. So, and then I had to translate Mugete as well. It was so funny. I had to turn to Mugete. I had to translate. But guys, I'm sorry, Uguti. And Kulanga nge Zulu. Sizulu will find Sizulu in gospel. Mm. The gospel album is also coming next year. So for now, let's just focus on when winter fades, learn our lyrics. Mm. Let's be one big happy family. I will see you guys on the tour. And I will be posting on my social media platforms.
Mam Judith Sepuma, thank you for your time and sibonga kakhulu.
Ungamina.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.